Track 6, and now we're back to news stories. Teignbridge escapes the worst of Storm Goretti. Teignbridge managed to escape the worst of Storm Goretti, which battered Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly with 100 miles per hour winds. Power cuts affected 247 homes in and around Newton Abbot, but National Grid had expected power to be restored during Friday. Homes in Newton Abbot, Stoke in Tainhead and Sheldon were affected. A power cable was brought down at Stover at about 11 p.m. on Thursday. The high tide proved dramatic along the Teignbridge coast. At Dawlish, seawater met the brook and under the viaduct came up beyond the steps. One person was seen out attempting to retrieve a bin, which had been moved several metres. Dawlish Town Councillor Scott Williams described the river as running backwards. At least 15 ships sheltered from the storm by anchoring in Babbacombe Bay and Tor Bay. Photographer Paul Denning was in Tynmouth and reported watching waves crashing over the seafront. He said, "It was relentless and continued like this for over an hour. Has to be some of the biggest waves I've seen in Tynmouth for over 30 years. Storm Goretti certainly made an entrance in the first named storm of the year. The Environment Agency issued a flood alert for the River Teign area, warning of possible flooding for the rivers Teign, Bothy and Lemon, and coastal streams from Babbacombe to Kenton. Warnings were issued by Teignbridge Council advising residents to take care following report of trees, branches and other debris on the road network and some areas with standing water or flooding. The public were advised to stay away from beaches, piers and seafronts as large waves and beach material may have been thrown onto coastal roads."
Charity shops hit by rising doorstep fly tipping. A Devon-based charity dedicated to equine welfare is facing a disturbing rise in fly tipping incidents outside its charity shops. Staff at the Mare and Foals Sanctuary are increasingly finding bags of rubbish, poor quality furniture and domestic waste dumped on shop doorsteps. "Our Babbacombe shop seems to be hit particularly hard," says Dawn Green, retail area manager at the Mare and Foals Sanctuary. "At best, people are leaving their unwanted items outside our shops at night because it's convenient for them and they think it might do some good for our charity. Unfortunately, their actions are creating a health and safety hazard, causing great distress to our team members, who need to deal with large piles of waste before they can even enter the shop and incurring extra expenses in disposal fees. The situation has prompted the charity to reach out to the local community, asking for understanding and support." Dawn Green explained, "We often speak to other charity shop colleagues who are facing exactly the same issue. It's uncomfortable to raise this because we genuinely appreciate the kindness of our donors, but we hope that if more people understand the danger, distress and expense that come with dumping items, they will consider waiting until the shop is open. It's important to note that fly tipping is not only a nuisance but also illegal, with significant fines and penalties for offenders. The Mare and Foals Sanctuary hopes to bring awareness to the situation while promoting community kindness and respect. Operating across the southwest, the sanctuary's charity shops play a role in funding its mission of rescuing, caring for, and rehoming vulnerable horses and ponies. The charity also offers equine assistance well-being sessions, connecting children and adults who may find life challenging with horses and with nature, fostering healing and personal growth. Support for the sanctuary comes primarily from charitable donations and legacy gifts, which are vital for sustaining its operations. The organisation champions biodiversity, environmental care and sustainable living, qualities that are reflected in its commitment to recycling donated goods. The Mare and Foals Sanctuary is a large equine rescue charity in the southwest UK, dedicated to rescuing, rehabilitating and providing lifelong sanctuary for neglected, abandoned or abused horses and ponies, while also running equine-assisted services for people in need, fostering deeper connections and care for these animals through their networks of carers on-site sanctuaries and community support.
Tynmouth RNLI in Babbacombe Rescue. Volunteers from Tynmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute were called to assist a person in difficulty in the water near Babbacombe, Torquay on Saturday. The Tynmouth lifeboat crew were paged at 12:41 following a request from Solent Coast Guard. They swiftly launched the Tynmouth RNLI Claude and Cath Atlantic 85 lifeboat and were on the scene at 1:02 p.m. On arrival, they discovered that anglers had already helped the casualty out of the water on the east side of Babbacombe Pier. The volunteer lifeboat crew transferred the casualty via boat onto the pier, where waiting paramedics carried out a full assessment and provided further medical care. After handing the casualty safely into the care of the ambulance service, Tynmouth Lifeboat was stood down and returned to station, where it was made ready for service again.
Entries open for this year's Food and Drink Awards. Entries have opened for this year's Food Drink Devon Awards. Applications are open to both members and non-members and close on Monday, March the 30th. The winners will be revealed at the prestigious awards ceremony on Monday, October the 5th. The awards showcase the very best food and drink from across the county, recognising Devon's top artisan food and drink producers and establishments. This year's awards categories span the full breadth of the country's vibrant food and drink scene. Producer awards include Food Product of the Year, Drink Product of the Year, Best New Food Product and Best New Drink Product, alongside the popular Devon Wine of the Year, celebrating wines grown, produced and bottled in the county. For more information, visit the Food Drink Devon Awards website.
Witnesses sought after serious collision. Devon and Cornwall Police are appealing for witnesses following a serious road traffic collision near Bovey Tracy on the 6th of January. Officers were called at around 11:50 a.m. to a rural road in the Ilsington area near Bovey Tracy after a collision involving a quad bike. The rider, a man in his 70s, sustained serious injuries and was taken to hospital for treatment. The road was closed while an investigation was carried out at the scene. Officers from the roads policing team have thanked the public for their patience whilst the road was closed. Anyone who witnessed the incident or has any information or dash cam footage that could help with inquiries should contact the police via its website or by calling 101 quoting log number 284 of 6/1/26.
Prostate testing in Tynmouth. The Rotary Club of Tynmouth is hosting a PSA, Prostate Specific Antigen Testing Evening at Tynmouth Rugby Club today on the 15th of January from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. The event is open to all men aged 40 years and over. While all GP surgeries may occasionally offer this test to men over the age of 65, it can be quite difficult to obtain a test unless you're displaying specific symptoms, a spokesman from Tynmouth Rotary said. Tests cost £26 normally, but Tynmouth Rotary Club is sponsoring, with the help of a number of generous local businesses, over 150 tests at the reduced cost of £16.